Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Good morning, Disha. Hi, this is Vishnu. We all are supporting the same thing for a River Rally, but I had a feeling that one war is going to happen next only for the water, nothing other than.
Very, very well said. The fact that our rivers are not perennial, they're seasonal. The fact that 25% of India is turning into a desert. The fact that if we don't do anything right now, by 2030, we'll have only 50% of the water that we need. And in the second largest population in the world, if there is no water, forget about humanity and civic sense and love for each other. It's going to go flying out of the window. Pani nahi hoga. People will be at each other's throat. There is absolutely no doubt about it, which is why we need to rejuvenate our major rivers. And the campaign Rally for Rivers is building up to the same. It closes on the 2nd of October in Delhi, where Sadhguru and his team will meet with Prime Minister Modi and present a case which will be very strong, supported by you, me, everybody in India, through those missed calls on 8000098000, saying these many people want it and they're supporting the cause, where conceptually 1 kilometer on either side of the major rivers, there will be forestation.
Disha, I think one exercise that he is doing is getting the rivers up and about again. The second is we should also think about interlinking of rivers, where there is additional water that is diverted to the other rivers.
Yeah, you know, that's what they say. When there's flooding, baad aa jaati hai. Otherwise, there's nothing on those river banks. I think first they need to rejuvenate the rivers and then figure interlinking. I think that'll be the chronological order, is my guess.
Good morning, Disha. This is Kumar here. Just wanted to know what will happen to the people who are living near the river sites. Will they be relocated? Who is going to bear the cost for the same? This is my question.
I'm guessing that will be a very critical part of the discussion with Prime Minister Modi on the 2nd of October when the Rally for River ends. You know, very interestingly, we're the IT capital of India, and he puts things in perspective. Check this out. Take a listen to him. Sadhguru on 93.5 Red FM.
We're talking about India's economy continuously. And generally what we talk about is IT and export, automobiles, this, that. All this is fine. All this must happen, no question. But only 2% of the population is involved in IT. 65% is involved in agriculture. If we can double their income, India's economy will shoot through the ceiling. Doubling their income is not difficult, I will tell you. We have a FPO, Farmers Producers Organization. It's only 3 years old, 3.5 years old now. It is rated as one of the best FPO in the country. We've done nothing. We've not done any real work. This is a fact, I'm telling you. All we did was, for the coconut farmers in the area, I put 2-3 people to renegotiate prices and marketplaces where they should go. With this, their income has doubled, more than doubled. No extra production, no anything else, just renegotiation.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.